Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not so new, welcome back. Either way, I'm very glad you're here. To avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying that there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. And now, the wait is over. The new season of the Sounds of Christmas has begun. I guess that actually depends on when you're listening to this particular episode. I'm recording it on Halloween night, posting it early in the morning of November 1st, 2021. So what follows is about the 2021 season of the Sounds of Christmas. I'm excited about playing all your favorites again this season, along with lots of new music. I've already added around 200 new songs to our library, and it's still early, so I imagine there will be plenty more new stuff to come. There's a page on our website called New for 2021, and that should give you a good idea of a lot of the new music we're playing this season. That page covers a lot of it, but by no means does it cover all of it. I'm sure there are releases I've already missed, and as things get busier and busier, there will probably be others that I don't get a chance to post there. It's not intentional, and my apologies for any that I've already missed or that I miss over the next month or two. I would like to also mention the singers and bands that are supporting us this season. The Sounds of Christmas doesn't run a lot of commercials, and what we do run mostly just keeps the station going. It's never been a big money maker, and it is never meant to be. It's just not about the money. It's just a way I can share my love of Christmas music with as many as I can. And if I can do that without it costing me a small fortune, all the better. You're going to have the opportunity, if you choose, to meet most of the singers and musicians who are supporting us this season, but I'd like to take a few moments and introduce them to you now. First, a huge thank you to those who are returning. These people have been with us for multiple seasons, and I'm very grateful that somehow we found each other and are able to share our love of Christmas music with each other and with you. This year, there are 17 artists that are supporting the Sounds of Christmas, and just over half of them have been with us at least one time before. I have to start with Kenny Davies. He says his song Christmas Rap is the true story about Santa. He recorded it and posted it to YouTube around Thanksgiving 2012. And he's been sponsoring us season after season, I think ever since. It's possible he's been with us since that first year his song came out, but if not, it's definitely been almost that long. In fact, he is almost always the first one to sign on for the next season, and sometimes that comes as early as spring. Russ Lawrenson has been with us for several seasons, too. He first came to us around the time his second Christmas album, In the Holiday Spirit, was released, which I think was in 2015. Michael Sinatra has been with us several times before, too. He's also been so generous with his time that he checked in with the podcast to give us updates on the new Christmas music he's releasing this year and a tease of what's coming in 2022. Bryn Stanley is back with us for her third season in a row. Her classic Christmas album has garnered some terrific reviews, and so has the video she did for Santa Bring My Baby Back to Me. This time around, she's added a beautiful version of Wonderful World to the album. I think this year also marks three in a row for Suzanne's band. Their second Christmas single is out on November 5th, and like Michael Sinatra, Suzanne has been checking in with us to let us know how the new Christmas song was coming along and a hint of more Christmas music that's on the way. I'm very excited to have Lauren Daigle back with us this year. She first teamed up with us when her album Behold came out, and she wanted to come back this year so we could help her celebrate that album's fifth birthday. Tommy Prophet is back for the second time in a row. Last year, after 15 years, he finally released his amazing Christmas album, Birth of a King, and he's excited to be back and share his love of Christmas music. Rosalie Drysdale is also joining us for the second season in a row. Her album, Let Your Heart Be Light, debuted last year, and she's releasing a string of singles this year, which just might include something special for us right around Christmas. Francesca Battistelli released her album This Christmas last year, and she's back again this season technically, this was her third Christmas album, as she had one out in 2012 and followed that up a year later with a live Christmas album. Noreen Braun was with us for the first time last year as well. This year, she's releasing some special stripped-down acoustic versions of some of the tracks from her terrific December Falls album from 2020. And Carla Bonoff is back too. Last year, Carla released her first ever Christmas album, Silent Night, and she has a couple new songs this year, including a duet with Michael McDonald. As if that wasn't enough, there are some super talented, amazing singers and musicians joining the Sounds of Christmas this year for the first time. Margaret Dorn is a soprano that you may have caught filling in on some shows with Manhattan Transfer. You may also have caught her in some performances in musicals. Her album of a cappella Christmas tunes with her group, The Accidentals, is a beautiful collection, and it's huge. There are 33 tracks on this. Some tracks you may know, some you may not, and some you may think you know, but they still have some surprises for you. Paul Kelly is very well known in his native Australia. And after an accomplished career releasing 28 albums and 60 singles, he's finally gotten around to releasing a Christmas album. Paul Kelly's Christmas Train, like Margaret Dorn's album, contains lots of songs you know, some you may not be so familiar with. He also generously shares the mic on many of the songs and has updated his popular classic, How to Make Gravy. Sarah Reeves has released a couple of Christmas EPs in the past, but this year sees her first Christmas album. It's called More the Merrier, and it's filled with jazzy, bluesy, gospel-y takes on some classics alongside a handful of originals. Cliff Beach has also had a couple Christmas releases in the past, but is now getting ready to release his first Christmas album. It's called Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and offers a great mix of funk and classic R&B sounding updates to some songs you thought you knew. Plus, there's a great title track that'll really help you get in the spirit. Dan Ashley has a great Christmas single, a cover of My Favorite Time of the Year, and you may know the original by the Florin Street Band. He also hints to me that there might be a Christmas album in the not-too-distant future. Linda Imperial has had an amazing career, both as part of other groups and on her own. Somehow, though, she never recorded a Christmas song until recently when she released the original Christmas You and Me. She also has started thinking about more Christmas music, maybe down the road in the next year or so. One of the first songs that Corrine Cook released was A Soldier's Holiday, which first came out in 2017. Having served in the military, she wanted to capture the feelings a woman in the military has when the calendar turns to December. Liz Kennedy released her only Christmas song, Snowman Moon, A Christmas Crime, a few years ago. She wanted to capture the magic that is found in love and also at this very special time of year. I'm very grateful to each and every one of these artists for supporting the Sounds of Christmas this season, and I wanted to mention them here, even though you'll get the chance to meet most of them in upcoming podcast episodes, and you'll get to hear their music on the Sounds of Christmas now that our new season has begun. I probably should take this opportunity to let you know, just in case you're new to us, and also just in case you're not new, but maybe you forgot, how to listen to the Sounds of Christmas. There are three pretty simple ways to tune in. First, simply click on the player on the front page of our website. This way, you can listen to us as long as you're on that page, even if you open other tabs and windows. I should mention that in some browsers, the player doesn't show up, and I'm not sure why. That's why there's a second way that you can listen. You just click on the tree on our front page, and that opens a pop-up player, so you can keep listening to us whether you stay on our website or you go to check your email or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever. You can keep listening as long as you keep that pop-up player open. I also want to mention that both of those options are also available on the Listen Now page. So if you're not on that front page and you see Listen Now at the top, you can just click that and follow either of those two ways to tune in. The third way you can listen is by downloading our free app in the Google Play Store for your Android device. That way you can take us with you wherever you go. I know that it's early and you may not be ready for Christmas music yet, but when you are, we're ready for you. The Sounds of Christmas is playing the best variety of Christmas music with all your favorite tunes and all your favorite artists, along with hundreds of brand new songs. And we'll keep doing that all through the season, all through January, in fact, all the way around until we start playing Halloween music next October. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. Since you're listening now, you've obviously found us somewhere. But if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And again, the website is www.soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.